A Guide for Spiritual Tourists. It told us whether to cover our heads, where to remove our sandals. It told us not to wear shorts if male, and if female, to be careful. It said, "Speak slowly, please. That's too expensive. Drive slowly. Stop here. Please call a doctor." It said to tip the man guarding the shoes. He lined our sandals neatly on the steps, facing the dark-mouthed dome. We approached barefoot, our feet damp, as someone swept water with a stiff broom. It said, "Excuse me, I don't understand. I'm lost. I'm pregnant. I've been robbed. I want to get off. I need a larger room." Inside, rows of sandstone saints with extra eyes, or a black-tongued woman, or a rosy square with pigeons and a bath, or a cupboard of scrolls, or a gilded man, cross-legged or on a cross, or tree limbs coiled with flags, but always incense, worn pavement, smoke-stained walls. It said, "Where are you going? Is this it? The train for the city? May I have a kilo of mangoes? How much is it? Where are my shoes? Please help me." We left just as we entered, blinking our cameras at the courtyard, holding these small pronouncements in our hands.